It's just politics.
Just politics.
I'm Zoe Clark.
I'm Rick Pluta.
Cue gratuitous horse-drawn carriage audio because we are on Mackinac Island this week.
Mm-hmm. For the annual Detroit Regional Chambers Policy Conference, a huge draw for the state's business and political classes.
With Governor Snyder sort of joining the chorus of folks calling for an update to Michigan's Elliott Larson Civil Rights Act. That would be to include protections for gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender people.
Right. To be blunt, there is a lot of spoon feeding of the press that goes on up here. There's a litany of press conferences, one of them with the growing group of Michigan business leaders who want LGBT protections rolled into the state's civil rights law.
And at almost the same time as these business leaders were making that announcement, the governor was telling us he thought the legislature ought to take it up. But did he actually endorse it?
I'm encouraging them to say there's been a lot of dialogue and discussion on this. It's been healthy in the public, and I think it could be an appropriate topic for the legislatures to take up. I would appreciate that.
Now, that was fairly typical of the multiple exchanges we had with the governor trying to drill down on this topic.
Where at first he appeared to have jumped on board, then he returned to his equivocal ways when it actually comes to this question.
It is, frankly, a little bizarre. He asked the legislature to do all the things that would typically culminate in lawmakers voting on a bill and sending it to him to be signed into law. And then if you ask him if that's what he meant.
Well, I didn't say that. What I would say is I would really appreciate them taking up the issue and reviewing it and considering it. And I don't believe in discrimination.
Classic. In fact, for your edification, we have reconstructed here the Nerds marriage proposal to Michigan's First Lady, Sue Snyder.
You are hearing it here first.
First. He dropped to one knee. And then it went something like this. I'm here to dialogue on an invitation to join me at an appointed time at a fixed location with an altar and an officiant present for an event that, as a practical matter, may or may not occur.
Sue Snyder's answer, of course, was, that's not on my agenda.
We may have made up part of that.
The all part of that.
The all of it part of it. So, silliness aside, the fact is, the governor did join the call to update the civil rights law. There is no other purpose for a governor to say the legislature should take up a question except to pass a bill and send it to him. And really, it's because for Republicans, it was time.
Every time Michigan's National Republican Committeeman Dave Ajema spouts off on the dangers of homosexuality, it really adds fuel to the push for Republicans to find a way to pivot off of this question.
And don't forget, Governor Snyder is still the named defendant in the legal challenge to Michigan's same-sex marriage ban.
And remember, too, the business people here, organizations like the Detroit Regional Chamber, the Grand Rapids Chamber of Commerce, Business Leaders for Michigan, they are Snyder's people.
They're not just joined at the hip.
They are joined at the brain.
At the brain. You know, I think it also suggests Team Snyder is feeling confident about managing the upcoming summer Michigan Republican convention, where he wants to fend off a Tea Party challenge to Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly. There's been a big precinct delegate recruitment effort, hired a political consultant known for managing Republican conventions.
So next, the legislature will probably begin its summer break in a couple of weeks after it deals with the state's part in the Detroit bankruptcy and road funding. Nothing on Elliott Larson, most likely, until after the August primaries.
Right, when we'll see if lawmakers like State Representative Frank Foster make it through their Republican primaries.
Foster, the 20-something Republican lawmaker who will likely be the sponsor of the Elliott Larson Civil Rights Bill, the addition of the LGBT protections.
Mm-hmm. With the express intent of signaling that times have changed and this is not your grandfather's Republican Party.
I'll wear your granddad's clothes. I look incredible. I'm in this big coat from that thrift shop down the road.
Rick Pluta is the Lansing Bureau Chief for the Michigan Public Radio Network.
Zoe Clark is the resident political junkie at Michigan Radio.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket.